Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. I've been getting quite a few emails where people are getting confused about CT scans, which scan to order, that type of thing. And so I wrote this lecture out for you. This week, we're going to cover the top five most common CTs to know and when you order each one, with my goal being that if you know this lecture, your plans are going to be pretty solid and reliable as a medical student, especially when it comes to which CT to order. So with that said, here are the five CTs that I think you absolutely must know for your clerkship. Number five, CT head without contrast. This is the scan to know for the head because it's really good at looking for blood in and around the brain. So trauma, we get a CT head without contrast looking for subdurals and epidurals and subarachnoids. Stroke alerts, we get a CT head without contrast because we need to rule out bleeding, which is a stroke mimic, before giving TPA especially. Old people, alcoholics, when they are weak or dizzy or altered. Subdurals are super common in these patients too, especially after a minor trauma, like when an elderly person falls on their butt or when a drunk person gets punched in the face. New onset headache? Consider a CT head without contrast to look for subarachnoid hemorrhage, which is that sudden and maximal at onset headache. CT head without contrast is the CT of the head that you need to know. If you have to pick one CT for the head, CT without contrast is the one to choose. It's almost always the right answer in emergency medicine. Number four, CT C-spine. Again, without contrast. This is one of our most common trauma scans, and it's looking for injury to the bones in the C-spine. We'll order this a lot after someone falls or motor vehicle accidents, that type of thing, especially in elderly patients or in patients who don't pass those nexus criteria. You'll commonly see the CT C-spine without contrast paired with the head CT without contrast because they just seem to go together a lot. CT C-spine without contrast is the one to know for traumatic neck pain. You're looking for fractures. Number three, a CTA of the chest. This is the big one that you need to recommend for anything chest related, anything. Trauma, because we're looking for injuries to that aorta in addition to the ribs and the lungs and all that other chest stuff that can get broken. Pulmonary embolism, you need a CTA. Possible aortic dissection, you need a CTA. If you are getting a chest CT in emergency medicine, it's almost always going to be a CTA, CT angiogram of the chest. It's the one we use all the time because we got to look at those major blood vessels for where most of the life threats in the chest lurk. Next, number two, this is a big one. CT abdomen pelvis with contrast. This is the most common CT ordered for anything abdominal related. Trauma, someone with an acute abdomen, appendicitis, diverticulitis, bowel obstruction. CT scan with contrast is the test to put in your plan. Now, I need to specify here what I mean by contrast so that you guys don't get confused. I mean IV contrast. And the reason I need to clarify this is because we used to frequently have patients both drink oral contrast and get IV contrast when we scanned their abdomen. We basically were doing double contrast. And we did this because CT scanners weren't very high definition yet. These scanners were like 360p, not 1080. So we needed as much contrast in as many nooks and crannies as possible to get the picture we needed. The issue was that it took forever to do oral contrast. The patient had to drink this whole big thing of nastiness. Then we had to wait and wait and wait for it to go through the bowel. But now with our fancier scanners, oral contrast is just not necessary in most cases and usually has some big drawbacks, especially time. It still makes for some great pictures, nice transition points and a bowel obstruction, that type of stuff. But it just costs too much time for the benefit that it offers. So that's why just a CT scan with IV contrast is your go-to abdomen CT. But last, we need to talk about the one time when we get a CT abdomen pelvis without contrast. The one specific time where CT abdomen pelvis without contrast is better than with contrast. And it's when we're looking for kidney stones. Because when we get a CT without contrast, those calcified little stones are the only bright white thing on the CT abdomen without contrast. And if you add contrast, it almost makes the picture worse because it's diluting out that little white spot by making other stuff white too. And it can be harder to see stones. That's why we don't usually use contrast when we're really thinking kidney stone. My only other caveat to this is that CT abdomen pelvis without contrast is getting more and more and more popular as CT picture quality gets better and better. Again, CT scanners are improving and requiring less and less contrast overall. It's to the point now where you can almost interchange a CT abdomen without for a CT with IV contrast. So if you see a lot of non-contrast CTs being ordered in your department for things other than kidney stones, this is why. The benefit of contrast is starting to disappear as technology improves. So I'm just kind of saying that so you can anticipate that. I'm still personally usually getting my abdomen pelvis CTs with IV contrast unless I'm looking for a kidney stone. But if I run into any issues at all, contrast allergy, radiology pushing back because of a patient's renal function, can't get an IV, anything, I'm pretty quick to just get a CT abdomen pelvis without contrast. So there's a little bit of gray here, especially with abdominal CTs. But those are the five CTs that you need to know. CT head without contrast, CT C spine without contrast, CTA of the chest, CT abdomen and pelvis with IV contrast, and CT abdomen and pelvis without contrast for kidney stones or for any other reason that you can come up with. I want to give a few other honorable mentions real quick, all of which are in trauma. We sometimes get a CT maxillofacial without contrast in trauma if we think that the patient broke their face. We get a CTA of the neck if we're concerned for vascular injury after things like a clothesline injury or a seatbelt injury, penetrating injuries into the front of the neck. We also get CTs of extremities. If we're concerned that the x-ray is somehow missing the fracture, we'll also get CTAs of the extremities if we're concerned we're missing some sort of big vascular injury. But really stick to those big five: CT head without contrast, CT C-spine without contrast, a CT angiogram of the chest, CT abdomen pelvis with IV contrast, and CT abdomen pelvis without contrast for kidney stones. One of these is almost always going to be the right CT to order. That wraps up this episode. Please, please tell a friend about the podcast. The word of mouth is really helping our show out a ton right now. So please tell somebody about the podcast. You can also send me an email, zack@emclerkship.com. I'd love to chat with you. And until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.